Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the race for New York City mayor, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has taken the lead in this week's primary, with more than 80% of votes counted in what is the country's largest ever ranked choice election. But that is just the first step. Adams, who is a moderate, was the first choice for nearly a third of voters. Progressives Maya Wiley and Catherine Garcia came in second and third. So what does this mean and what is next? For that, we have Alyssa Katz. She's a deputy editor at The City, which covers New York City news and politics. Alyssa, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yes, well, there's a lot to talk about here. Tell us first about what we do know. We mentioned the three front runners, one moderate, two progressives. Tell us briefly about them.
Sure. So right now in the lead is Eric Adams, who is currently the Brooklyn Borough president, who had really run a very strong law and order campaign. So that approach certainly paid off for Adams. And then with a very different take on policing and what it means for communities is Maya Wiley, former attorney for Mayor Bill de Blasio, who had also chaired the what we call the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which deals with police discipline when members of the public have complaints about how they're being treated by the police, whether it's stop and frisk or improper use of force or other incidents. And she'd really come in with a message very much building on the post-George Floyd movement of really bringing more justice to communities. And then number three is Catherine Garcia, who's a former city official who's put herself out there as a can-do, let's get back to basics on government, make it work. And she really performed very, very well in Manhattan, where people are relatively wealthy, maybe not as immediately concerned about rising crime because while certainly some incidents take place in Manhattan, crime is just not as much of a day-to-day reality in some of the wealthier areas of the city. And under the ranked choice system, I mean, Adams definitely has an advantage going in. Wiley could catch up. And you know, it remains to be seen how people's lower ranked choices then get allocated among the top candidates in the counting.
Well, let's break that down a bit. Sticking with those three, what happens next as officials start counting second choices and adding it to these candidates' totals?
Sure. So, you know, keep in mind also, I should emphasize, we do not have absentee ballots yet, and those are playing more of a role than usual because New York has allowed universal absentee voting, which we didn't before because of the pandemic. So there's a lot we just simply don't know and will not know until those tallies begin, and they won't really begin probably until the end of this month or even well into July. What we'll be looking for is to see, like, for voters who picked the candidates who underperformed, such as Andrew Yang, who conceded last night and is no longer in the running, voters who voted for him, who is their second choice? Who is their third choice? Because those second and third choice are going to be counted.
Right. And he had actually encouraged his supporters to choose Catherine Garcia as their second choice.
You know, I think what they were both doing is really trying to raise their profiles when it was very clear Eric Adams was dominating the headlines, really striking a nerve with a lower law and order message. Also, Adams benefited from super PAC spending, you know, outside money, some of which had come from billionaires. I think Garcia and Yang really wanted to maintain their visibility in the final days, and teaming up was one way to do that and sweep up votes. If one of them got eliminated, their votes could then go to the other candidate.
And as you said, the absentee ballots aren't due until June 29th. This, of course, is only the primary, so the winner will not be the next mayor. But many believe a Democrat will win this, which could mean the first woman mayor of New York City or the second Black mayor, as you mentioned. Can you talk a little bit more about the significance of that?
Sure. I think it really is historic that the final four here are all women or people of color or both. And this is not a typical outcome in a New York City election where, with the exception of David Dinkins in the 1990s, you know, we've had entirely white men running the city forever. And I think think that this is partly a result of a bunch of election reforms, not just ranked choice voting, but an enhanced public matching campaign finance system, new limits on donations from special interests, and other measures too. A lot of things that were meant to really tamp down the role of kind of big money, establishment power. The results we see really speak to the promised power of the reforms to really diversify who reasonably had a shot at leadership in New York City. And that's a very big development.
That's Alyssa Katz, deputy editor of The City in New York. Alyssa, thank you so much.
Thank you.